In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, hello and welcome to Peer Home with me, Sahar Haqju. Well, before we begin, we'd like to offer our condolences on the coming of Arbaeen, which is actually tomorrow, and that is the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions on the day of Ashura. We'd like to offer our condolences ahead of time to all of our dear viewers on that sad occasion. Now today we will be discussing the upbringing of children and some of the factors that affect the influences that have on children. Of course, we've spoken about the digital age and media and so on and so forth. And we'll discuss what we have reached so far at this point when we come back after the break. Of course, we'll have other segments to our program, a report from here and there and much, much more. So don't go away. Welcome back to the program. Well, we're delighted and honored to have back with us Dr. Sayed Javed Mazlumi. Hello and welcome to the program.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum salam. It's wonderful to have you back with us. So just a refresher for our audience, of course, we've been discussing, we discuss computers, the digital content and programs and that are different factors and different media that have great influence on children. And what are some of the other factors that influence children? The upbringing of children.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, let me offer my condolences for Arbaeen as well, and I hope all of us can be followers of Imam Hussein, inshallah, and we can learn from his thoughts and his great sayings to have a better life, inshallah, in our personal and social life as well. As you mentioned, that we talked about the factors which can affect our children, and we want to learn about them and know how we can use them to have a better, valuable persons. I mean, the, for example, ethical values and religious values and such a things. So we need to learn these effects and these effective factors. So we talked about the few of them and reached the computer. And as you mentioned today, we can call this age the computer age. So we are in connection with computers. When we enter the computer aspects, we talked about the two of them. One of them was the digital contents, and we mentioned that these digital contents have some characteristics in common and some have some influence in our life. And the second part, we reached the programs, and we talked about the computer programs in general. And I want to mention the third one, which can be the games. The computer games, I think, can be considered very, very important because our children are in a, I can say, permanent relationship with the computer games, and they use them and they want to use them in every time that they have, their spare times and even in the other times.
Especially in the past few years, I think they've really gained popularity amongst children. We'll find children even as young as, let's say, two years old, which is very young, quite young. At that point, you're not sure that they understand a lot, but they still figure out how to play these games and become quite addicted to them very fast.
Yeah. This is very important to know that computer games are, can be considered the most influence. They have the most influence on our children. So we need to pay more attention to it, and it can be a very hot topic in the cultural aspects I want to mention. So we want to talk about the computer game as the third part of the computer that we want to mention it. And as you know, computer game has a very long history, that it began very simple games, and now it reached some very, very, can be said, advanced games that they have a lot of visual effects, and even in the sounds, they are very good, progressive, and they had reached a very, very influential games, and they are most popular among the children as well.
So we'll, I guess, go and listen to our story. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit more about the importance of computer games. So stay put.
Once upon a time, a hunter bought a hunting bird. The hawk stayed in the house for several days and made friend with the hen. Someday, the two birds were alone at home. They talked about different things. The hawk said, "My job is to fetch the animals that my master hunts." The hen said, "My job is to lay eggs and take care of the chickens." Hearing this, the hawk asked, "How long have you been living in the master's house?" "For several years." "Then, why are you so unfaithful?" "The master has provided you with food, water, and housing." The hen was surprised and asked, "Why do you think that I am unfaithful? What have I done?" The hunting bird said, "Whenever you see the master or other people, you escape and perch on the wall or on the roof. It is far from being faithful and kind. We, the hunting birds, are wild animals. We are brought up in deserts and mountains, but when we are treated kindly by someone, we'll become obedient. We poultry are obedient too, aren't we?" "No, you aren't. Although you're born and brought up in people's houses, you fly away as soon as you see them. Haven't you ever seen how calmly we hunting birds sit on the people's shoulders and arms and go wherever they want?" The hen, which was irritated by hearing these words, said, "Yes. I've been hunting birds which sit on people's shoulders and go everywhere with them. But you don't know and haven't seen something about poultry." "What? You've seen poultry while they are alive, but you haven't seen a dead chicken." The hunting bird moved its wings and said, "What are you talking about? What is special about the death of poultry that I haven't seen? Have you ever seen a hunting bird being killed? Have you ever witnessed the removing of a hunting bird's feathers? Have you ever smelled and the grilled meat of a hunting bird? Have you ever heard a hunting bird asking for help while you can do nothing to help it?" "No, I've never seen or heard the things you talk about." The hen smiled and said, "That's why you sit near people in a relieved manner. If you were in my shoes, you would escape to mountains. I am a good hen because I just escape to the walls and roofs." This proverb is the story of the people who just criticize others in difficult situations without being aware of how they really feel.
Welcome back to the program. Well, we're discussing computer games and their effect on the upbringing of children. And what we want to do at this point in time is discuss the importance of computer games, as we know are quite popular amongst the children nowadays. So what is the importance of these games?
As you know, and I mentioned in last part, that we have different genres of computer games. Mm-hmm. But one of the most popular, I think, can be considered the video games, which contain a very advanced video graphics, and you can play and you can take part in this play and game. Here I want to mention and compare between the game and video as a visual content in digital content, mm-hmm. for example, I think there are clear differences between sitting there and staring in the monitor and watching a video on the monitor mm-hmm. and to play. To play is something else. Why? The first, when you are watching a video, for example, on mm-hmm. your computer, you have just a passive role. You are sitting there and watching something which happens on the monitor. There is nothing for you to do.
There's no just, interaction.
Yeah, just to play and stop it. Mm-hmm. It is the last. But when you are in a game, you are a player, you are in the event, so you have some interaction with the game.
So you're and immersed in
it. Yeah. Here you are not an audience. You are a player, mm-hmm. an actor in this. There is a very famous sentence I can remember from the Shakespeare. It mm-hmm. says about the world, and he talks, it says, all the world is a stage. Mm-hmm. And all the men and women are merely players. Mm-hmm. And it is what happened in a game. In a game, you are an actor in a play. In a theater.
So someone else has set the stage for you and you're in. You're acting and you're playing.
So you are in the game.
In that game.
I want to emphasize that it is not a passive role. It is an active role and you are making some actions and it will change the... When you are watching, you have just a passive role and so after a while you can get tired. Mm-hmm. But in the game, you are making decision, you are changing. The second, I want to say that in a monitor, when you look at the movie or clip on the monitor, mm-hmm. it is really two-dimensional for you. Just you are watching something which happened on the monitor. But when you are making a game and playing a game, mm-hmm. in fact, in new advanced games, you are in a three-dimensional game. Mm-hmm. So you can, I want to say that you can change your position. For example, when it is a movie, you can see just this, the front part of some, for mm-hmm. example, building or anything in this cup. I can mm-hmm. see just the front part of it. But in a game, I can go and turn around it and see it in a three-dimensional mm-hmm. and it will look very, very similar to reality. Mm-hmm. And it is why they call it the virtual reality, that it looks like a reality. In the reality, I can go in the back and can see it from different aspects. But in a movie, I'm just sitting here and looking just from the visor of this camera.
So again, excuse me, again, making it a little bit more tangible for you, as in, again, you're in it, like you said, emphasizing yeah. that you're immersed in it, you're part of that world.
You will feel that you are there and you can change your position. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here just seeing just one part and one aspect of this cup. But if I can go at that side, I will see something else. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't happen on the movie, for example. You are sitting there and you can see just this part. But in the game, you can change your position, go to the other side, and you can see something that it was hidden for you. Mm-hmm. So here, you will feel that you are in a reality, virtual reality, which happens here. Mm-hmm. The third point I want to say that in a reality or in a movie, majorly you have some limits for your actions, limits for your life, limits for the what happened there. Even in the new generation of mm-hmm. Movies, although there are many visual effects there, but always you have some limits for your actions. But when you go in a game, it is no limit for your imagination. Mm-hmm. So they can create something which is not in the really. In the real world, you mm-hmm. can not find any example of it. For example, some animals. Mm-hmm. This animal, a dragon, for example, you cannot see in the reality, but in the game, it is very, very popular and you can have it. In the real life, you can have some limits for your actions. You want to run. It has its limits in the speed, mm-hmm. but in the game, there is no limitation for your imagination. So you can have what you want. And there are a lot of people who have a very, very strong imagination and they make some new generation of games, and in the game happens many, many things which you cannot find in your real life. Mm-hmm. So it can attract you more and more, because in the reality I can be in some limitations, but there is no limit for your actions, there is no limit for your imagination, there is no limit for your what you want. Mm-hmm. So you can have, for example, a person with two heads. It is very, very simple.
But they do this in the videos too. They do this as well, because now I think,
but there are some limitations as well, because this actor cannot have everything that he wants, because he has some, for example, limits in the size. A person has a limit, for example, 2 meters, not more, or 2.5. But at that time and in the play, you can be tall as, for example, a tree or a building, and you can do everything that you want. Mm-hmm. It is much easier, I want to say that. These limitations are much further, and you can have what you want, and you can make, you can fly easily in a game, but in the reality, it is very difficult, and in the videos, it is somehow between these two sides. So I want to mention that here we have no limitation for your imagination, for your picture, and for your actions. So you can be a general in an army, or you can be a navy, or you can be everything that you want, which is in the reality, it is not so easy. And here you are taking your part in this theater and in this movie. In fact, there is a movie which you are an actor in this movie. And other point I think we can consider when we compare between the video games and videos is, in the videos you have a let me say the linear narration, that you have every aspects after each other. They have, for example, every sense. This is the first, the second, the third. This time will be after that. You can go just faster,
so
or
a sequence
slower
of time.
Yeah.
And
the sequential, the sequential order is something clearly directed by director. So you should play it in this way: the first, the second, the third. You cannot change the story. You cannot change the order.
Right.
But in a game, it is not. In old games, it was the same, that there are some steps. You should pass them one by one. The first, the second, the third, and after that, reach to the goal. But nowadays, there are non-linear games that you can have different. It has a very good definition for it. They say non-linear games are the games which have different passes in the story. You can go from this way or that way. It is up to you. And they can have different goals, and you can reach them, and they differ with each other. They have different endings even.
So, so again, going back to, I guess, the infinite possibilities and taking away limitation, I think, is what it's doing again, right?
As well. That you can go from this way and you can reach this end. And if you go from the other side, you will reach another ending. So here is something very important, and it is your choice. You are an active person here. In the movie, you should look at the what happens on the monitor. You cannot change it. But here you can change the story. You can change the ending. So it will be very important for us to have an active role, to choose, to decide, to even sometimes manage what will happen, for example, in strategic games. So you are the actor, or let me say you are the sole actor in this movie. So it is important that you have different passes in your story. You have different endings, and you have reached to different parts and goals as well. So this can help us to understand it is very important to find the game when we compare the game with the, for example, videos or movies as well.
So making it much, much more important, your role interacting with this video game makes it so much more important, considering the limitation than, I guess, non-limitations and the control that you have over it. Of course, we want to delve a little bit more into the importance of computer games, but we'll go for a break. When we come back, it's time for From Here and There. Well, Well, in this part of the program, my colleague Farhad Bafoju has a glimpse of here and there. In this part of the program, I think we have a book, of course, an email from you guys, and a lovely informative article, as usual. I assume we do. Mr. Bafoju, is that how it's going to go today? Or?
Thank you very much, Ms. Arjou.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this part of the show from here and there. A new study conducted by the British researchers has indicated that exercise throughout a person's life could play a vital role in reducing the risk of developing dementia. The long-term study carried out at Cardiff University unraveled that regular exercise, along with not smoking, low body weight, healthy diet, and low alcohol intake, of course, could have remarkable influence on dementia levels. The breakthrough study has monitored some 2,235 men aged between 25 and 49 since 1979. During the study period, researchers followed the effects of dementia and strokes. They found that those participants who followed four of the five recommended factors had 70% fewer instances of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke compared with people who took none of the factors. The participants also showed a 60% decline in dementia and cognitive decline rates, particularly those who included exercise in their routines. Well, like always, we introduce you to a major book that focuses on Islamic teachings and principles. And for today, I picked an interesting and very informative book titled... Well, it doesn't get open. A Bundle of Flowers, which is compiled and authored by Ayatollah Sayyid Kamal Faqih Imani. The book discusses such topics as the opening tradition, knowing Allah, His greatness and His grace, prayer and its effects, midnight prayers, and faith in Allah and attaining His pleasure, among others. And positive, you will learn a lot by reading this great book. Well, and I sign for your emails. We have an email from Fatima Saleh. She has written to us, Salam Alaikum. I have two children, 10 and 12 years old. They ask a lot of questions about Allah Almighty and religion, but most of the time, I cannot answer them. What can I do? Do you have any suggestions? Please guide me. Dr. Mazlumi, what's your suggestion?
The first, I think that we, as a parent, need to learn more about the Islamic thoughts to answer their questions. It is not enough to know that what is the answer. We should learn how to explain the answer for them, because it should be in the language of a 10-year-old. So it needs something to learn more, and we can have some books in this field and to attend some classes to have more information to answering the religious questions of the children. And we try in our programs as well to mention some of them. And I think we can have some shorter way, and it is to use some specific books and especially sites on the internet which explain some religious values and religious thoughts for the children as well. So if you search for such a sites on the internet, you can find many good answers for them. And it is interesting that during the history it happened as well, in some times that we have, for example, sometimes some children refer to the Prophet Muhammad and ask some question, or refer to the Imams and ask some question, and he and they try to explain the meaning in some way that they can understand. This is one must that we as a parent needs to learn how to answer and what is the answer as well.
Well, that would probably suffice for parents to refer to some internet sites and books and increase their knowledge of religion to help their children understand more about Islam and God. But in Western society, sometimes it happens that when children go to school, their books contradict the concept of God, or it's against religion. How can Muslim parents tackle with this problem?
The problem is that we lost 7 years or 6 years. We had 6 years before the school I mean, before the systematical education, we had some very, let me call it, golden age. In these 7 years or 6 years, we can teach our children the Islamic values as well. And more important, when we refer to our life and lifestyle, as a Muslim, in our lifestyle, in our family, the relationship between the father and mother and such a thing can teach them much more effective than what they can learn, for example, in the society or in the TV programs or in the books. So I think if we consider that this time as a golden age, we had in our some of topics that we talk about this, that the teaching the children Islamic values began by 3 years old, and even before the 3 years old, when they are just 2.5 years old, for example, they should learn something. It is about the Almighty Allah, it is about the prophethood, it is about some basic Islamic thoughts. So if we began at the time when they reached the 6 or 7, they know a lot about the Islamic values and Islamic thoughts, and they can handle it, I think, much easier.
Fatima, Dr. Maslami suggests that you try to increase your knowledge of Islam and religion and also take the best use of the golden age, right? That's the suggestion by Dr. Maslami. Thanks for watching. Back to Ms. Akju.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rafaju. Now it's time for our report, and of course we'll be back to continue our discussion about the upbringing of children and the effects of computer games on them.
Hello, I'm Abulfaz Izzati. I've been making Saj jewelry for 10 years. I use copper and brass to make them. These are all the results of my own ideas, and I haven't adopted my designs from anywhere. I try not to make repetitive designs. I use materials which have medicinal effects. For example, copper is good for curing anemia, and it's relaxing, anti-depression, anti-pain, and anti-cancer. Generally speaking, it enhances the body immune system. At first, I just produced rings, then I increased the variety of my products and started to produce necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Recently, I started to produce complete sets, which can consist of 6 to 25 pieces. These products are not produced by casting or pressing. Instead, they're produced by hand, and there's only one instance of each model. For the same reason, these products are unique.
With Dr. Sayed Javed Maslami, and we're speaking about computer programs and their effects on our children. And we were, before from here and there, we were speaking about the importance of computer games, and we wanted to delve into that a little bit more. So please go ahead.
When we talk about the video games, and when we said that they are non-linear narrations, mm-hmm. it means that you have different passes in your story. Mm-hmm. You can have different endings. The result of this will be that you will have a replay value here. It will increase the replay value. Why? In any video, mm-hmm. you can watch it one, twice, three. How much? It will be at last, I think, three or four. If it is very, very interesting, mm-hmm. after a few times, it is not interesting for you. Why? Because you know what will happen. You know what is the next step, what is the next stage. But when you go to a non-linear game, mm-hmm. here you know what will happen. At last time, it was that the door was at the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. But in this time, I'm not sure.
Because you're taking a different passage.
Yeah, yeah. So you can have, I went at that time, for example, in the right hand, and now I want to turn to the left hand. Mm-hmm. Is it the same ending? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Is it the same path? I'm not sure. Is it the same event or mm-hmm. the sequence? I'm not sure. So here, it will be each time something new for you. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting for you. You are looking for a future, for a non-clear future. Mm-hmm. So it will be more exciting.
It'll be easier to keep you hooked and keep you kind of
exactly.
intrigued to continue to play.
After this excitement will happen the enjoyment, mm-hmm. because it looks like, for example, you enter a room and it is dark. And when you turn the light on, mm-hmm. you will see something new. And every time this page is changing. Mm-hmm. So every time you enter the story, you enter the game, you are looking for something new. You are not sure what will be the next step. Mm-hmm. So there will be some waiting for the, looking for the future, and there will be some different passes, and there will be some new excitement and new enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And enjoyment will happen here. So after that, we will go to the replay value. We will say that each game can be used, for example, a few times, even 10 times, and it won't be the same, mm-hmm. because every time there will be some new paths, some new endings. And it is why we have some addiction for the games. Mm-hmm. Each video, two times or three. But when you go to the game, it will happen 2 days, 3 times, 4 times, even 10 times, and you are looking for new ending and new happiness.
So that's why it addicts you? Because you always have something to go back to.
Something new for you, and you are not sure what will be the next. Mm-hmm. So it can have, it will consume your time, all of your time, because you are not sure. You want to know, if I go in this way, mm-hmm. what will happen?
Right.
And you will repeat it and replay and many times, and it will go sometimes even a few months, mm-hmm. will consume all of your life and time. And let me go to the other part, that in many games we call it the role-playing mm-hmm. games, that you are like a character which is in the game. So you will decide where to go, where to drink, where to act. Mm-hmm. So what happened? In this role-playing, you will look like a person which is there. And sometimes you choose this character and the characteristics of this character for you. Mm-hmm. For example, you will suppose yourself very strong, handsome, or now you can be with some specific, for example, strengthness in your body or in your soul or in your imagination. Everything, it is up to you. Mm-hmm. So you will play, and it is but role-playing. In role-playing, there will be a very strong relationship mm-hmm. between the actor and the character. Mm-hmm. So after a while, there will be some similarity between you and your character. If your character here, you decide to kill, you say mm-hmm. it is a game. No, it is not a game. Mm-hmm. It will affect you because you suppose yourself in the game.
You've been relating and creating a relationship between
yes.
this
You
character.
Suppose yourself the same character. Mm-hmm. And in the game, when he tried to throw something, you will feel this enjoyment, this power in your body as well, in your mm-hmm. soul as well. Although it is the game, mm-hmm. if you look to the other person, you will say, it is the game. Don't take it serious. Mm-hmm. But in the reality, it's not. You will take it serious mm-hmm. because you want to play. You suppose yourself in the middle of this game. And it mm-hmm. is what happened, that we can have good results from this way. And unfortunately, sometimes, and let me say unfortunately, in the most of times, we can lose some values. Because here, you will suppose yourself with that character, the same, and this character, unfortunately, many times, we can see that they have some wrong actions. Mm-hmm. And here is something can help us to have a better understanding from a game. In reality, we have some limitations for ourselves. Mm-hmm. For example, because of the ethical values, religious values, or even social values.
Or societal laws,
yeah.
Even.
In the society, you never steal anything. Right. You're not a thief. In society, you won't try to crash your car. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it is something against the social values.
Right, and it has repercussions, I think, yeah. Most of all, consequences and repercussions that you'd have to pay for later.
Exactly. But in the game, you will feel free because there is no penalty for you. So what will happen? That you will go and act much worse than your real life. Mm-hmm. In our real life, if even I don't believe on the social values, if I don't believe on it, but I will obey them because mm-hmm. I want to keep my position in the society to mm-hmm. be accepted by sure. my friends. If they know I'm using the drugs or drinking alcohol, they will get...
They associate with you.
Yeah, and but here, in the game, because there is no penalty for my wrong actions, I will do what? I won't make it in my real life. Mm-hmm. So here, that I can pass every limit. This can be the law of society, this mm-hmm. can be the social values, this can be the religious values, mm-hmm. or even ethical values. So it is what we can see in the society for a young children, he is making and passing every limits, mm-hmm. every red lines in the game. And the answer is, it is a game, it is not reality. He mm-hmm. smokes. Mm-hmm. Very simple, he smokes. In the reality, it is not permitted for him mm-hmm. to smoke any cigarette. But here in the game, he has a character which the character can smoke. Mm-hmm. And because here I think I am and the same character, and there is the similarity between me and that character, I will feel smoking. Mm-hmm. And this smoking will happen without any penalty. So we can understand that this in role-playing games, that I am a character in the game, mm-hmm. it will have very effects on my life because of this similarity which I suppose between myself and this character, and it will change even my life. Mm-hmm. And it can have some very effects. And I want to use this part that we talk about the importance of the computer games, that the computer games can be considered the most influential effects and factors in our children's life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, I think the detrimental effect here would be overstepping that boundary between the virtual life and the real life. And I think, like you said, if you're relating to that character, you come into the real world and you start basically putting this into practice. And then you're no longer scared of smoking or something even worse and more dangerous as to killing. And when we've seen it. We've seen people that have been affected to that extent, that they go beyond what is norm and they confuse reality and I think that virtual world. Of course, we want to speak a little bit about the other effects to end off the program. We'll go for a quick break and we'll be back. سر جاش باشه تو خواهی بود تو جا بدانی اما میمیرم من تو جا بدانی اما میمیرم من مگر طلوع خورشید تماشا نکردی تو با ستاره ها و کوه و صحرا مدارا مدارا
هستی تو لحظه های سرمستی و دیدی دیدی و میبینی تو خود فاتح و مغلوب و تو ایام بد و خوب و دیدی دیدی و میبینی
Welcome back. Well, we're basically ending off our discussion about computer games for this episode. Of course, we will continue. We have more to discuss Sure. because, like you said, it's such an influential factor on our children. So let's speak about the importance of computer games.
When we said that in the game, we suppose it is just a game. Mm-hmm. It is some type of fun and entertainment. So we think we are allowed to pass every limits, mm-hmm. to go beyond any murder, and we can pass any norm of our life. Mm-hmm. And it is what happened for the parents as well. Mm-hmm. For example, if I see in their real life, for example, my child want to smoke, mm-hmm. I will have some very important, for example, effects here. I will see, oh, I should try to treat it. But in a game, I will say, no, it is just game. Mm-hmm. He is playing, but it is not a playing. Mm-hmm. It will suppose some type of life. When we say that here, you are a character in a game, it means it is your life. It is your second life mm-hmm. on the computer, in the game, and you are doing the. When you see in the game, for example, it is not important to, for example, to have any special time for what we need essential in our life, for example, mm-hmm. for studying, mm-hmm. even for studying, this in the this character in the game, there is no time for him to study. He mm-hmm. is just killing or mm-hmm. jumping, too running, too busy to have such a things. He is making many wrong actions, and we say, no, it is no problem. It is the game. Mm-hmm. In my life, when I am as a player, I think that I am the same person, this is the character, and he is me. Mm-hmm. So when he smokes, I have the same feeling. And so after a while, I will say, oh, it is not too important. When he uses the drugs, mm-hmm. drugs, alcohol, or anything like this, I will see it is somehow normal, mm-hmm. somehow normal in the game. And after a while, it can has its own effects in my mind.
Especially because I think, like, going back to the discussion you said about you being part of that game, being in it, and you choose, because you have that, you have options and choices, you're choosing to be that character, and you're choosing to do certain things. So again, I think that's key. The takeaway would be that you're choosing to smoke in the game, again, making it somewhat
exactly.
norm for you
when
to
you
do it
choose,
outside
it
the game.
When you choose, it means that you make it by your free will. So it is like
well,
action,
I think
what
unfortunately
you have in your real life.
We are out of time, but of course we will discuss this again in our other episode with Dr. Mazlumi. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget, go on our website, sahartv.ir, and send us an email, purehome@sahartv.ir is our email. Thanks for inviting us into your pure home. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.